Welcome to the Lifetime Body Podcast, where we discuss how to kick ass for life through the pursuit of ultimate wellness, peak performance, and maximum longevity. Kicking ass for life is not just about achieving health or fitness or long lifespans alone. It's about totally kicking ass at everything you do in life. In every episode, join me, author and human performance expert John Zombro, and my amazing co-hosts and guests. We'll dive into the science of exercise physiology, biomechanics, nutrition, physical therapy, lifestyle, and more to meld the concepts of optimal living and advanced training. You'll explore how to look, feel, and perform your best as you live your healthiest, happiest, most successful, and longest life. Let's kick ass for life. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode number 43 of the Lifetime Body Podcast. Today is another R-Cubed show, and this one is called the Shoutout Show. As you'll recall from prior episodes, the R-Cubed series is rants, raves, and rambles. This version is all about the raves and some shoutouts to some awesome peeps who inspire me and keep this TLB thing rolling. You could also call this episode a practice of gratitude, as I want to express my sincere appreciation to some of you and let you know that your kindness and wisdom are valued immensely. I'm probably going to do a series of these shows, but today I just want to recognize a number of awesome peeps in this TLB circle for the first round. Starting off, the first person to recognize is, of course, my wife, Eileen. You are amazing for many reasons, but I especially want to acknowledge you for your willingness to pursue healthy lifestyle practices, to test theories and to experiment, and to live with me, which isn't always easy. And we experiment on everything from diet to movement to sleep and beyond. What we do isn't crime, but it definitely benefits from having a partner. Thank you. PK the Incomparable, my charming and witty co-host on the show. I really appreciate your insightful nature and how you both keep me on track and pull out questions and concepts that help us to keep this podcast fresh and useful, in my humble opinion, for all of our listeners. The Big Stallion. Here's a guy who embraces peak performance and puts in the work, although he loves what he does, so it doesn't look like work. Big Stallion, you're someone whose physiologic age is much younger than your chronologic age. You're a great mentor on a balanced and enthusiastic life. Cheetah, your sick and sarcastic sense of humor is perhaps a great match to my own. Rare is the person who combines brilliance, sensitivity, and hilarity, but that is indeed you. It's perhaps an understatement. Our conversations and our adventures together are memorable. GL, a man of many talents, but you really are the physician who is the resident research director at TLB, if such a title existed. Our discussions and emails, time spent on PubMed and Google Scholar, and general curious objectivity are instrumental in shaping my views and actions. So many times I've gone into a session with you, not wanting or needing to be right, but have come away with more questions and if-then statements than I thought could exist. Realizing that we and much of science don't always know as much as we hope or think we do is exciting and empowering. Thanks, GL. Mighty Buck. Well, the name tries to do justice to your durable and rugged nature, but more than that, you are a natural leader. You bring people up and you guide them along ever higher paths, and you do it artistically, at work, in community service, in sports, and in relationships. Plus, you never complain. There's much to learn from the Mighty Buck. El Caballo. When a person combines high enthusiasm with a willingness to challenge, push himself, and live by a belief to achieve mindset, well, that's you. Aside from your crazy passion for winter camping, you're an all right guy. Might even be the resident foodie of the TLB training tribe. Your excitement for and knowledge of cooking and dining is hard to surpass. Barefoot Ninja. Now here's a guy who's very fit and athletic, but when his shoes are removed, he upregulates like none I've ever seen. A great poster child for our work in barefoot training and not just running. But more than that, Barefoot Ninja, you have a way about you that brings any team up. Thank you. Jonathan Hemlock, a dude who jumps right in and leads the way, always brings the A game. In some ways, you give us a target to shoot for, even if we usually come up short. I remember the time we were doing a particularly challenging workout that involved sandbag lifts, sprinting, and jumping rope. We were going for 10 rounds. I thought we had done 8. You assured me it was only 6, and in retrospect, it was probably 7. Anyway, you ensured that we didn't cheat and we got the most out of ourselves, and that's what you always do. That's admirable. Grande Jose. Never a negative word from this dude. High energy, positive. Maybe doesn't know his own strength. I've limped away from a number of high fives and hugs with this fellow. Hey, remember the time you tackled me and you didn't know I had some broken ribs? All forgiven. Big Chief Tatanka. Never panics, never doubts, always reliable, just like his spirit animal. The Silver Bobcat. You embrace science and common sense. And in reality, most people would think that you could not and should not be doing what you are doing at age 68. We do some amazing stuff in learning about and working with our body types. And you're just an example to all of how that can be done. Cleopatra and Crosby. Combining practicality, amazing senses of humor, and deep, deep rock and roll knowledge makes you fun to work with. You're not afraid to buck conventional wisdom, and you're kicking ass because of it. Beth and Dan, you guys have taught me so much about not just life, but low carbohydrate diets, and you've helped me to shape my views around the traditional practice of feasting. I look forward to our next banquet of fellowship and nutrition. El Duster, my great friend and colleague, you are tireless in your desire to pursue excellence, help others, and achieve the life best lived. Your presence is uplifting. A Ruthenator and Abby McFabster. You gals are thought and action leaders in fitness and in life. You lead by example and consequently crush it. Thanks for your support of TLB and the mission that we all share. My bro Mark, who always has time for me and puts up with my many fallibilities. I think you manage to see the best in people and naturally overlook everything else. Much to learn from you. Our adventures in the mountains, your tireless nature, the ease of existence that is palpable when around you are things I will always treasure. There are many more great people who are instrumental in the things that we're doing at the Lifetime Body. I sincerely appreciate you all, and I'll be doing more of these shows in the future. So thanks again for listening, and see you soon. Thank you for joining us on the Lifetime Body Podcast, where we kick ass for life through the attainment of ultimate wellness and the pursuit of peak performance and maximum longevity. If you are enjoying this content, please leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to the show and share it with your friends and family. Also, check out thelifetimebody.com, where you can access a variety of publications and media that can help you achieve the highest levels of health, fitness, success, and happiness. And be sure to subscribe to the weekly Kick-Ass for Life update, which keeps you real-time on the latest releases from TLB. Until next time, this is the Lifetime Body, where science meets common sense and where we help you kick ass for life.